Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, it's DW from Inside the Draft War Room on live on Blog Talk Radio. Tonight we are introducing a brand new series on the website. We're calling it Inside the War Room. You know, it's been a while since I've been on radio, so it's going to take me a little time to get back used to things. Tonight I have a very special guest. I have Jonathan Archie, defensive end and outside linebacker from Southern Nazarene University. He's a humble kid that's got a lot of talent. He wants to take his talents to the next level, to the NFL. I'm trying to give him some exposure. And the War Room will get an inside track of trying to get him into the NFL, give him some exposure, let him answer some questions. So tonight we will have him on air live here on NFL Draft War Room's first episode of Inside the War Room. I have him here. Let's see if he's online.
Hello?
Jonathan, how are you?
I'm good. I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. I got Jonathan Archie here, defensive end and outside linebacker from Southern Nazarene College. Thank you for taking the time out of your day. I know you're a busy student trying to get your grades and everything like that. Also getting training done and everything like that. So I really appreciate you coming on today and taking a bit out of some of the time out of your busy schedule.
Yes, sir. I just thank you for having me on your show. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. So I'm going to start off with some simple questions. We're going to make it a fun little show. We got half an hour to talk about different things. I've watched your tape before. You know, I see an explosive athlete, you know, that's well-rounded. You know, you're 6'3", 230. You have great size for a pass rusher. Tell me about your college football journey. I know you started at a smaller school and worked your way up to Southern Nazarene. Tell me about that experience.
Well, out of high school, I attended Jackson State University. And after one semester at Jackson State University, I decided to transfer. And I transferred to San Diego Mesa College, which is a junior college. And after 2 years at San Diego Mesa College, I transferred to Southern Nazarene University.
And, you know, a lot of people aren't familiar with the school. Tell us kind of the opponents that you play. You know, I know you're coming from a smaller school. Some people might not be familiar. You know, a lot of people say SEC, you know, plays Alabama. Tell us some of your main opponents you play throughout your years.
Well, Southern Nazarene is it's a Division II school. It's in the Great American Conference, which is actually one of the top conferences in Division II, probably in the top three. And it's kind of schools from Oklahoma and also Arkansas. And we play Henderson State, Wichita Baptist, and Harding University, teams like that.
And there's a lot of prospects from all those schools you just mentioned. You know, I know Henderson State has a few linebackers. You know, they have an All-American quarterback in Kevin Rodgers. But this show isn't about them. This is about you.
Sure.
Tell me about yourself. Who do you compare yourself to in the NFL today, or CFL, or who do you mold your game around?
I'd say I probably mold my game around. I don't really try to compare myself to anyone. I just try to implement, you know, certain things from different players that I like and I favor, because I feel like those guys are, you know, a whole other level, and that's a level that I'm trying to get to. But I'd say I compare myself to kind of like a Von Miller, or I like Carlos Dunlap, guys like that. You know, Von Miller, he's a great pass rusher. They can also like drop into coverage, you know, and that's kind of a player that I try to implement my game around. Just being able to pass rush like he does and be able to just cover in the flats and cover like kind of like Von Miller.
Now, do you see yourself as a defensive end, a 4-3 defensive end, or a 34 outside linebacker going into the next level?
Really, with me, I just try to be a team player, and I feel like I can actually play both of them. I just feel like my strongest part of my game is pass rushing. But the same way I did in at Southern Nazarene, we had some injuries on the defensive line. So my coaches asked me to move into D-tackle. Although I was undersized for D-tackle, for the majority of the year I played defensive tackle. So I feel like wherever the team needs me, I can, you know, I'll do whatever the coaches need me to do, and wherever I can, you know, help out the team and benefit the team and contribute to my teammates. But I think that I can pass rush in a 4-3 defense as well as a 3-4 defense, standing up as an outside linebacker.
And, you know, I think it's great that you have versatility, you know, going forward. You know, scouts do look at that kind of stuff. You know, can he play a 4-3 and, you know, put his hand in the ground with the pass rush ability? Can he stand up and play linebacker? You know, I think that you possess both, which is outstanding. Tell me your relationship with Larry Butler. He's a guy that's an All-American. You know, next year he's going to be on a lot of scouts' radar. Tell me about the relationship you have with Larry.
Me and Larry, I remember I was a senior captain, going into my senior year. So Larry, he came in on a visit, and he visited our school, and I was his host. So he stayed with me in my apartment for the weekend. And I knew from the start that Larry was a great player before even looking at his film, because, I mean, not only that, he has, you know, he possesses a lot of skill. He seemed like a great team player and also, you know, quiet but humble. And so we really kind of clicked, and he seemed like a great person to contribute to the team and also be a team player. So I just really kind of tried to, you know, convince him that Southern Nazarene, you know, was a school that, you know, we could really use him on our team and on our defense. And so after Larry left our school, you know, we stayed in contact. You know, I said, if he needs anything, I'm here for him, you know, any questions he has. And so, you know, he decided to commit with us. And in the summertime, he moved in with me, and we trained together for the summer. And we trained together all summer and just worked together and worked out, and we ran hills and just any type of training that we could do. And, I mean, since then, I mean, we've been pretty good friends and great teammates, and he kind of, you know, keeps me going, and I keep him going. And, I mean, I don't know, without him, I mean, he, as a team leader, I don't think our team would have, you know, been able to even hold our heads up after, you know, being down in games and things like that.
Well, if there's one thing I noticed about you, and, you know, a lot of people do look at this, is that you crave to be a leader. You want to help the team in any way. You know, scouts look for that in, you know, any type of player. You know, you can be a superstar player, but if you can't pick up your team, you know, I can tell that you want to do anything to make your team better. I think that's an outstanding trait to have. You know, leadership's very important. The next question I want to run by you: what makes you different from all the other, you know, linebackers, defensive end prospects coming out in this year's draft? What makes you unique compared to everyone else?
I feel as though that I'm long. I mean, I'm only, you know, I'm 6'3". There's some guys out there 6'5", 6'6". But very long. I have long arms. And I feel like I can use my quick – I'm quick off the ball, very quick off the ball, which is one thing that I try to, like, work on a lot is being quick off the ball and having that first step, getting that first step on the offensive lineman and getting my hands on the offensive lineman. And I just really work – I feel like also my work ethic – I know there's always people out there working, and I'm always just trying to work out and just outwork anybody that I possibly can, because, I mean, there's only 24 hours in a day, so, I mean, try to be as productive as you possibly can and get as much done as you can and make it productive, the whole day productive.
And you have to have productive days. You know, I'm in a world that, you know, I have a full-time job, I'm helping prospects, I'm doing a whole bunch of different things. So, you know, I understand, and I think it's important to have an agenda, you know, for your sake, you know, working out, trying to make yourself better, devoting 2 hours to the film room, you know, contacting your coaches, making sure. I think that's an important trait to have. Moving forward, what if you had to, these are the more of the fun questions, you know, I want to not make it all serious about football, but if you had to pick a Madden team or somebody that you would use on Madden constantly, who would it be or what team would it be?
I'd probably have to say the Seattle Seahawks. I like the way they play defense. I like the culture of their team, and I like their offensive style they have, and I just like the whole culture of the locker room. And, I mean, I'm a defensive guy, so I like the way they fly to the ball, and they're pretty good on Madden. I must say their ratings are pretty high, so I'd have to go with the Seattle Seahawks.
You know, Seattle's a great team. Obviously, they've had extreme success, especially on, you know, smaller school prospects. You know, I think their scouting department does a fabulous job looking at every aspect of the game. And, you know, as my philosophy says, leave no rock unturned, so that, you know, they're looking under every rock to make sure they can find talent. You know, I think that they do a wonderful job doing that. What do you think, if you had to spend one day with any NFL player or NFL great, who would it be? You know, you guys have lunch, you know, talk about the game of football, go for a round of golf. It can be a past, present, or even future superstar if you know someone that's come up and coming and you say, yeah, I want to spend a whole day with him. Who would it be?
I'd have to say Reggie White, because I feel like not only was Reggie a great player, but also, I mean, a great man, staying all his morals and values, you know, his Christian beliefs, and they call it, you know, I like his nickname, the Minister of the Defense. I think he's just a great person, and you can really learn from him, you know, gaining wisdom and knowledge, and it'd be fun to, you know, talk about football with him and just talk about life. I mean, I'm pretty sure, you know, he'd have a lot of great stories to tell.
And, you know, it also, you have to look at a guy and say, you know, he loves football, but does he love life itself? And, you know, it sounds like you have a great head on your shoulders. And, you know, it's good to find humble guys that not only take their game serious, but also keep God first in their life, because I think that's important. You know, bringing that into play, who's influenced you, you know, to push you really to your best? Is it a parent? Is it a mentor? Is it someone, you know, even a coach or an assistant coach or even a classmate? Who's someone that's really pushed you to be your absolute best? Say, you're the best defensive end in the conference, you know, helping you out. Who's that person?
I know it sounds kind of cliche, but I definitely saw my mom. My mother, I feel like she's my biggest fan, and without her, I mean, there's sometimes I lose confidence in myself, but when I talk to her, I mean, I just get this spark, you know, she just ignites this spark in me that, you know, allows me, you know, okay, things aren't that bad, and I mean, you still have it. I mean, it helps me regain my confidence, and she just carries me throughout the day, and I can talk to her, you know, about anything, about, you know, what's going on the field. She may not know, but, you know, a lot about football, but she gives me great advice, and she helps me out, you know, on game day and getting prepared, you know, get my mind prepared for the game.
I think it's great to have a good relationship with coaches, and especially parents. You know, they're the ones that brought you up, even if, you know, some guys I work with, you know, say I really haven't met my true parents, but I have guardians that have been there every step of the way. But I think it's great you have a great relationship with your mother. I'm going to ask this next question from you. If I was a genie and I gave you 3 wishes, you can wish for anything you want except instantly make it to the NFL or any like professional ranks. You have to give me 3 wishes other than, you know, making it straight to the NFL. You know, I can't say, poof, you're on the Seahawks. But you have 3 wishes. What would you do with 3 wishes?
My 3 wishes would be to make sure my family is well taken care of. So that first wish would be to put my parents and my family, my little brother and my little sisters in a house that they, you know, in the city that they want to live in. And also to my second wish would be, you know, pay my way, pay my sister and my sisters and my little brother's way through college, and also get my grandmother and my aunt. I'm sure they don't want to move out of their house. So they love their house, so I guess remodel their house or however they want to do it. Just make sure they're happy. Make sure my family's happy. That's the most important thing. Just take care of my family.
It's important to have a great family relationship, especially if you do take the step. They'll be rooting you every step of the way, and I think it's amazing you have quite a bond. I was going to ask more about, you know, what's been going on with you. Are you playing any bowl games coming up, y'all? College All-Star games? Do you have any invites? Anything going on in that department?
On January 19th, I'll be playing in the Dream Bowl. It's in Virginia Beach, Virginia. It'll be at 12:30 p.m., and it'll be televised on their website. So you can get the live stream on their website at dreambowl.net. I'm flying out to Virginia Beach on Thursday, and they're going to be, you know, we have a combine and everything, so it should be a pretty fun weekend.
And there might be a slight possibility you might meet me. I've actually tried to make plans to go down there myself.
That'd be great. Looking forward to it.
It's great. You know, the Dream Bowl is a great opportunity. I know Neil firsthand. He does great work up there. I know he's been trying to give every opportunity to, you know, people that deserve it. So Neil does a great job, and, you know, I think you'll do great during the Dream Bowl. You know, just keep being humble and everything like that. Have you had any, or have you considered any regional combines? I know those are coming up and they're being hosted all around the country. Have you considered any of those?
Two regional combines that I've considered. I've considered the one in Houston, Texas. And I've also considered the one in Chicago. But I'm pretty sure I'm going to the regional combine in Chicago. So I'm going to attend that one. I'm pretty sure that's the last regional combine.
I know the one in Houston's in about 2.5 weeks, I think. I know a lot of that are probably going to go out to that. And last but not least, have you had any contact with NFL teams or CFL teams?
Before my senior season, I talked with the Giants and the Packers, and they came to our school and I conversated with them. And they just said, you know, they keep in contact with me and they look out for me throughout the season. So those are probably the only two teams that I've talked to so far.
And, you know, continuing with that, do you have a desire to play in the CFL ranks? You know, sometimes I know it's a stepping stone for guys to get to the next level. I know sometimes it's not the most desirable thing, but, you know, some of the best talent in the NFL today has come from the CFL ranks. You know, a guy that even shares your number, I think you have a bond with your number 91. Is that the case?
Yes, sir. Cameron Wake.
I'm a big Dolphins fan, so of course, you know, I know Cameron Wake, and I'm sure you do too, being a defensive end and outside linebacker.
Oh yeah, it's one of my favorite defensive ends. That's one guy that I study his film, and I watched him since his CFL days. I was wondering, have you seen that video, you know, where they have the dollar bill or $20 bill hanging up on the ceiling, and he jumps up and reaches and grabs it?
It just shows his incredible athletic ability. And, you know, Cameron Wake's one of the most humble guys you will ever come across. I haven't had the pleasure to meet him, but I've got a few friends that are in the organization, you know, guys like Walt Aikens, Matt Hazel. Those guys have told me he's one of a kind, and you won't meet a more humble guy just because, you know, he's coming from so much adversity, being passed in the, you know, not even invited to the combine, was invited to the Giants training camp and was cut. And then he goes to the CFL and just, you know, destroys it and comes back and makes a killing in Miami. And now he's probably arguably one of the best 4-3 defensive ends in the NFL. And, you know, I think the CFL is not a bad route to take. But
I'm sorry to cut you off.
Oh, it's okay. And, you know, Cameron Wake's just a great guy.
Oh yeah, definitely. Actually, the CFL, that was one route that I would definitely not mind taking. I have my passport, and my goal, would be for me and my family, be able to have, let my family see the entire world. And I would also like to, travel and see the world. And Canada is one stop I like to take. I've been to Vancouver, but I would love to play for any CFL team, that would allow me to be on their roster. I'd love for the opportunity. I think it'd be a lot of fun.
And there should be some CFL scouts at the Dream Bowl, so that should be something that you should be looking forward to. I know there'll be some NFL teams there, but I know there should be a good many CFL teams and possibly some AFL if you're interested in the AFL at all.
Yes, sir. I'm looking forward to it.
Now, sir, I'm going to leave. We've got about 9 minutes left on here. I'm going to leave the board open. Do you want to promote yourself in any kind of way? I put your Twitter tag in the description. I put your school profile and your link to your film. So I've got everything pretty much covered in the description. But is there anything else you want to put out there? This might be your chance to make an impact for a scout or someone that might listen to this and find this podcast. If I'm Ted Thompson or Dennis Hickey for the Miami Dolphins, what do you want to say to me in, 3 minutes about how you want to make it to the NFL? Sell yourself.
Well, I'd just like to say that, it sounds very cliche to say that, I'm a very hard worker or I have a very hard work ethic, but I like to just prove it to you that I have a very hard work ethic. And I'd like for you to tune into the Dream Bowl. It's January 19th, 12:30 p.m., dreambowl.net. There'll be a live stream. I just want you to see it'll be a whole game film. I can email you any other game films that you guys would need. I just like to prove to you that I'm worthy of a chance, an opportunity to make a team or make a roster, whether it's NFL or CFL. I just like to continue to play football. And I can't really tell you. I just have to, prove it to you that I'm capable of your time and I'm worthy to be able to play on your roster in NFL or CFL. And you can follow me at Archie_619. And that's my Instagram. Or you can add me on Facebook at Jonathan Archie. Again, my name is Jonathan Archie. Southern Nazarene University.
Well, Jonathan, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule. It's been a blast. It's already been 30 minutes. Time does fly. I wish you the best in your final semester at Southern Nazarene. I wish you the best at the Dream Bowl next week. I know you'll do great. I wish you the very best, and let's keep in contact. I'll keep touching base with you, and I'll do anything I can to continue to get your name out there. And like I said, I really wish you the best.
All right, thank you very much. Thank you for having me on your show, and I greatly appreciate it, and also Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too, and we'll be in contact.
All right, thank you very much.
So that was Jonathan Archie of Southern Nazarene. He's quite a humble kid, as you can tell. He's real down to earth. He really wants to make his name known to the next level. I really hope he does get the chance to prove himself and really does have a good week at the Dream Bowl. There's a lot of good prospects there, a lot of prospects that people aren't talking about. Neil does a great job over there running the show, and I think they've got some incredible talent this week. Follow Jonathan Archie on Twitter. He has a nice Twitter page. And check out his school profile at Southern Nazarene, SNU Athletics/roster. And you can pull up his roster there. So, and I apologize for that cough. I'm just a little bit dry mouth. Just don't forget to follow NFL Draft War Room on Twitter with all your updated news. Mickey Friggy does a wonderful job getting all this together. And we'll continue to have prospect interviews. I'm going to continue to get guys on there to get you connected with draft prospects that might not be seen by the NFL eyes. So it's been a pleasure tonight. And I am your host, David West. I will see you next time with another edition of Inside the War Room. Have a great night, everyone.